out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't think the virus is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Friday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, racing at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast. A wee little see here after 5 if your ear holes are sucking us in live out east. If it ain't that time, then perhaps you are listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24/7, or you've gone and downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes or Stitcher, crabdiving.com. I was laughing at the dog getting in Ryan's way.
Kill me.
However, whenever, wherever you are receiving us this lovely, faithless Friday, how could it be anything but? We appreciate the ice skating fuck out of it.
Fuck you.
The quadruple lutzing fuck out of it.
Oh, yes. Jeez.
Somebody landed one of those today. First time in competition.
Right.
I saw that headline.
Did Mike Pence start masturbating?
It was Mike Pence.
Oh, was it?
Yeah. He's skating now.
Truck stop.
I'm more of a power skater. thanks for joining us. We're going to be here for the next couple hours. Lots to talk about, possibly some Russian-y kind of stuff, all kinds of things. I'm totally vindicated. All kinds of shit going on. And like I said, Faithless Friday, we're going to waggle our atheism in your face a little bit more than usual.
Yummy!
So join along. Join us in the social media sphere. Go to Crab Diving on the Twitter or Crab Diving on the Facebook. Buy shit through our Amazon hole. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. And, hey, I just want to give a shout out to our listeners. Jeff and Danny, I enjoyed hanging out with you in, Social Mediaville, USA, dealing with gun nuts. Good job, guys.
I'm sure they're probably not listening if they're enjoyers of, the guns.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck well, you!
Man, I mean, goddamn.
Marky Kessler.
What's up with these guns, man? What the fuck?
I forgot about him.
I did too.
Don't forget, buy shit through our Amazon portal, crabdiving.com/Amazon. Whatever you buy, we get a little nibble, a little taste. Our beak sweat doesn't cost you fuck all. Just helps us out here at Screaming Liberal Media.
Oh, yes. My fiber's fine. My God. My brothers just asked me, are you eating enough fiber? And I'm like, yeah. It's great. What about you? How's your fiber? Kate?
thanks for texting during the show.
Right, man.
All kinds of shit going on in the world here. Plenty to talk about. We got our headlines. We got our everything to talk about. Mueller investigation.
Fuck you. Russia.
As far as I know, there's still 17 dead people.
Oh, yes.
From a horrific gun massacre.
Was that an AR-15?
Yes.
Huh. Okay.
Seems to be the weapon of choice.
For mass shootings.
Yes.
They should put that on the box when they sell those. How do you buy those? Like an AR-15, do you just go to a store and they're...
Yeah. I forgot they said that the... there was a... If you don't have a bump stock or if it's not fully automated,
right,
you can still knock off like a round every second or
is
something
that
like
enough
that.
If you're hunting?
Well, he was there for 7 minutes, they said. So If you do the math, it's 400. That's 400 bullets he could have slung if he was.
Oh yes, it's not the gun, by the way. It has nothing to do with the fucking
and
guns.
A big difference,
right?
Big fucking difference. When I see a lot of these idiots who are like, "What's the difference between that and a handgun? Why do you have such a hard on for the AR?"
Oh my god!
Well, there's
used...
a big difference.
Why are they always used in mass shootings?
Well, and. You know, unless you've got some really odd-looking high-capacity magazine, you're getting 10, 12 shots most out of your pistol.
Right.
Which
is
horrific.
Oh, in a clip.
Before you then have to reload.
Yes.
Or put in a new clip, which could possibly give people time to run the fuck away or
right.
throw a globe at you or something.
Yeah, yeah.
And incapacitate you.
But an AR-15...
Bang, 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 bang,
but how many bullets until you reload?
I forget what, like 30-ish is a high-capacity mag on an AR, maybe?
Shit. God. How many AR-15 deaths did they have in Japan? I wonder what their
numbers are. I don't think a whole heck of a lot.
Right, okay.
It's a beautiful Friday. Let's see what's going on here. In the headlines, there's a ton of shit.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, deep within the crab diving bunker.
So goddamn deep.
Pensacola, Florida. Dateline, February 16th, 2018.
The year of our Lord.
These are your headlines. I saw a tweet regarding the new Trump bullshit going on too with the oh my god, what's his name? Pharaoh.
Mia Pharaoh?
Her son, the guy who
Rowan
something Pharaoh.
Rowan Atkins. That's another guy.
He went after Weinstein, broke the Weinstein story wide open. And now he has put out a report.
Yes.
An expose on Donald Trump's relationship and his fling with former Playmate of the Year, Karen McDougal.
I saw that.
We'll get to that in a second. But that's not the headline. I just saw
that's
a tweet.
That's not?
No, I just saw a tweet. Tweet us during the show. Any other time.
Right.
In any other universe, it would be the headline.
Obama didn't have a Playboy model that he fooled around with here and there when Michelle was like, hey, listen, I'm busy, whatever the fuck.
Not that we know of.
God, Obama was so boring.
No drama, Obama.
There was nothing.
Over to the commie pinko liberal.
A fate.
HuffPost.
Hey, fuck you.
A great story.
Yes.
On many, many levels.
Tremendous.
Tremendous.
Big water.
Robert Mueller.
Oh, wait. That's the dude. Who is that? That's
you may
the
have
liar,
heard of him.
The corrupt liar.
Oh, sure.
That's
he's
investigating the Russia thing.
He was the head of the FBI. Apparently now he's a Russian puppet.
Fuck you.
Mueller indicts 13, it Uh-oh. Says.
Bam.
Robert Mueller indicted 13 Russians.
Details
about foreign efforts to boost Trump and harm Clinton. A federal grand jury impaneled by special counsel Robert Mueller indicted 13 Russians and three Russian entities today, laying out evidence that foreign nationals interfered in the 2016 election and boosted the candidacy of me.
Bam. Hey, I have a question. You know, when these guys, the 13 Russians that were indicted, when they line them up and do a little perp walk, is it going to be like one of those Russian dolls that they open up and there's, you know what I'm talking
about? Something
like that. You know what I mean? Like you open one up and then there's a smaller one and a smaller one and a smaller one.
Yes.
That's funny.
Russian nesting dolls.
Nesting dolls. They should do a nesting dolls with all the people in the Trump administration involved in shenanigans. Good God, guys.
Matroshkas. Matryoshka.
Holy fuck.
Matryoshka.
Guys.
There it is. Matryoshka.
Hey, Matryoshka.
Matryoshka nesting dolls.
Go fuck yourself. That would be funny.
I've got a set of those that are.
Right. Look at my set.
The largest one is Gorbachev. And then they go backwards for Russian leaders. Like it's,
oh my
it's
gosh.
Gorbachev and I don't know what, Andropov, Brezhnev.
Right. Shit. Hey, if any,
I used to know these guys, but
I don't know if there's anybody out there listening that makes these Russian dolls. If you want to call us and negotiate that idea, I'll let you have it. I'll license that idea to you.
The crab dolls. Diving Matryoshkas?
Yes. Trump's the biggest one, and then, you know, Bannon and whoever. I don't know who it ends with.
Oh, I'm sure those are out there. I'll bet those are out
oh,
there.
Oh, really?
Already. I'll bet someone's made
yeah.
those already.
Sad.
Thanks, and Engelbrecht 5, Ronan. Yeah, the internet helped us out with that, too.
Thank you,
once
internet.
I found the article, and it was Ronan, not Rowan Farrow.
Ronan.
Tweet us during the show at Crab Diving.
Right.
And thanks muchly to those that do.
Bigly.
The Robert Mueller's, it's a 37-page indictment.
Damn!
Says here at the HuffPo, represents a massive blow.
Massive.
To Trump.
Blow.
I love blow. And his supporters.
And blown.
And his supporters on Capitol Hill, who for months have tried to undermine the investigation and dismiss the evidence of pro-Trump Russian activity in the 2016 election.
But wait, I don't understand, because I just saw Trump tweeting that he said that he was this vindicates him. So which is it? Is our president lying?
Yes.
Oh, shit.
When isn't our president lying?
Oh, that's a good point, Pat.
The that's why they're desperate to keep him from testifying, because he just can't tell the truth about anything.
What if Mueller? Okay, so he's testifying. Who would, if he's testifying, would this be, we would all see this, or would he just talk to Mueller, or how does that work? Or would there be a special guy?
I mean, I would love a live stream, but I don't think that would happen. Stream. It'll probably be behind closed doors. There may
would it,
be
would
a,
Mueller
like a
be questioning him, or would it be a...
I think Mueller would be in the room. There's yeah. probably he would probably be supervising. I don't know that he would Super. Be asking the questions. He might, but they might have somebody else there.
What if they ask him? I mean, you're right. They're worried about him lying and perjuring himself, right? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I'm just thinking the things he's lied about in the past.
No, they know he's going to lie and perjure himself.
They know. Oh.
They're not worried. They know without a doubt that he will lie.
There's no worry there.
And in any way, lying to the FBI is a crime.
Right. Okay. Well, what if they asking, Mr. President, do you have a big, thick cock? And he says, yes.
Show it to us.
Right. I'm going to need a minute.
President Trump has been indicted on charges of lying about his dick size to the FBI.
Oh, yes.
Which would be illegal.
Right. Well, that's subjective. Is it big? Depending.
They're going to catch him in a perjury trap, they said. What? They're going to be like, so do you...
He is a perjury trap.
Here's a question for you, Mr. President. Who had the largest inaugural audience in history?
I did.
There you go. You're in jail.
Damn, I was listening to Mad Al last night, and she was saying there's no money left in that account. The inaugural
Oh, the inauguration
account.
Account, yeah.
So, like,
know.
Where
I think
the
130
fuck?
Grand went to Stormy Daniels.
Yes.
No, that was before, but...
That was three doors down. That's how much it costs to get them for an evening.
Oh, less than that.
I don't know.
Less than that. You
I
could
mean,
you
God
could
damn.
Probably $5,000 and get them for your bar mitzvah.
You know what? I ask this every time.
Not that there's anything wrong
yeah,
with that,
yeah.
but...
I don't want to derail the whole show, but what the fuck do they see?
Kryptonite.
Oh, God, that sucks.
I took a walk around the world to God. Ease my troubled mind.
What does that have to do with Trump, and why would he pick three doors down? Because there's nobody else.
They said yes.
There's nobody else. They couldn't get Van Halen?
Yeah. They went 100 names down to find three doors down.
I bet they asked. Here's who they asked first. Rat, for sure. Dokken, for sure. Or Dokken, which is it? Dokken or Dokken?
I can't imagine they asked Rat. It's
right. Earth, Wind, and Fire, did they think they asked them? I love them.
No, they're black.
Right. Oh, yes. They're what? He's sad.
Trump has maintained there's no collusion.
Oh, yes.
Called Mueller's probe a witch hunt and a hoax.
Fuck you.
He has at times both conceded that Russia meddled in the election and said he believed Russian President Vladimir Putin when he said he denied meddling.
Right. He believes Putin.
Mueller's team indicted a Russian state-controlled troll farm called the Internet Research Agency, as well as two Russian organizations that funded election interference operations, Concord Management, and Consulting, and Concord Catering,
catering company.
And 13 individuals accused of working with those people.
There's a catering company involved in this?
Apparently.
Spies got to eat.
Mueller charged the defendants with one count of conspiracy to defraud the U.S., one count of conspiracy to commit wire fraud and bank fraud.
Oh, shit.
And six counts of aggravated identity theft.
Aggravated.
They also revealed a plea deal with someone else now. Which I believe they were waving around on telly earlier, and they said that this plea deal, the dates on it, are a couple months old.
So that means he's been talking for a long time.
Like a canary.
He's been singing for a month or more.
I had a canary when I was a kid.
Oh, yeah?
It was a real happy little bird. We had a special...
The name?
I think it was like Chirpy or something. Birdie. I was five.
Chirpy.
But it was, we had a special, like a couple of, remember those old vinyl records that the kids used to play?
I don't remember those.
And we had a couple of like songs you play for your bird.
Oh, really?
And it was bird, it was this happy music. And then there was a bird chirping along with it. And he would go fucking nuts. He would chirp and dance in his cage and everything like that.
You know, I had a bird and I
a peach faced lovebird.
Oh yeah, yeah. I could never watch 24 with Peeper. Never. Because the gunshots. My bird was anti-gun, as you should be. Rage.
The plea deal was with Richard Pinedo, who has admitted to knowingly using other people's identification in connection with unlawful activity.
Dude, fuck you, man.
It says he was paid at least $1,000 for those activities during a one-year period, according to an unsealed court filing.
That's it.
Russia's effort to interfere with the U.S. political system dates back at least to 2014, according to the indictment.
Okay.
By September 2016, just before the disaster, the budget for election interference operations was more than $1.25 million.
The Russians spent that.
Goddamn. Just on that part.
So that guy was only paid $1,000 to do that shit? You just said?
Whatever he was doing. He assumed somebody's identity in some kind of way.
You know what we need to have in this planet? Like something, like if someone pays you X amount of dollars to do something nefarious, you can go to a website and say, hey, listen, I was paid X amount of dollars to do something nefarious. Is there a good person out there that will pay me more to not do it? And you can just see, I love this business. And then all of a sudden, bad shit stops happening.
Well, I mean, you have to admit to the bad shit. It's kind of rough.
We need an algorithm.
The defendants posed as Americans to create social media pages.
Right.
Purchased political advertisements and staged political rallies. There was one day, you know, they're just trying to stir shit up.
Yes.
There was one day that they had organized two separate rallies, one pro-Trump, one anti-Trump.
Okay. Right, right.
In New York on the same day.
What do they call these social media? Oh, God. Like these two things, they would actually have two sides on Facebook arguing that were both set up by these Russian people, but there was a name for them.
Oh, I don't remember.
Damn, we did a show about it.
Posing as American, some of the defendants communicated with unwitting individuals associated with the Trump campaign and with other political activists to seek out and coordinate political activities.
Oh, God. So like these guys would talk to Carter Page or fucking dickhead Don Jr.
And it does also say about somewhere in it about like unnamed co-conspirators.
What is that like?
That means we've got more people.
Oh, shit.
We just haven't. Right. Let on yet. Some of the people listed in the indictment traveled to the United States under false pretenses for the purpose of collecting intelligence to inform defendants' operations and to purchase computer infrastructure that would obscure the Russian origin of their online activities.
Okay.
So they were setting up computers here so the IP address wouldn't look like it was from Vladivostok.
Damn. Why would you have to travel all the way here to do something like that? Why couldn't you pay someone to do it? And then you wouldn't be, you wouldn't have to say you're here under false pretenses. It's weird. I don't know.
Trump is, of course, latched onto one part where Rod Rosenstein, the deputy attorney general, who's Mueller's boss, basically, had a press conference.
Yes.
And he was very careful with his wording. No allegation presented in the indictment that Russian activity actually had impact on the outcome of the election. They don't have any proof.
Right.
We did that story yesterday that it was a survey, but it's basically a survey. There's no way we're ever going to prove, really. Unless you can find 20,000 individuals who will say, yes, all the fake news made me not vote for Hillary and vote for Trump.
Right.
But therefore, it flipped Michigan.
But this is about collusion, right?
Right.
Not about that.
This is about the Russians, what the Russians did. These Russians. Which means, it says, this essentially means the Department of Justice is not taking any position on whether the Russian activities swung the election. He said there was no evidence presented that that Americans knew they were working with Russians. This group.
Right.
Now, this has nothing to do with, I love it.
Yeah.
Because they absolutely knew
that
they were working with Russians. This is specifically these social media, this one social media gulag or these 13 companies or whatever the fuck.
So just
13 people, three companies. This specific indictment, there's no proof that there was collusion from
the White House.
The White House.
Or anybody associated with the
but
White
that
House.
That doesn't mean that Mueller's washing his hands and putting his feet up.
This is just one.
It's not
part.
Done. This is the tip of the iceberg. This is not. Trump is like, I won. See, proof. He tweeted out.
Yeah.
Rusher.
Rusher. He said Rusher.
Russia started their anti-U.S. campaign in 2014, long before I announced I would run for president.
What does that have to do with jack shit?
So, the results of the election were not impacted. That's not what it says.
Right. They said
this indictment, there's no way to, they can't measure it.
But this indictment says that these Russians colluded with people in America.
No, they contacted people in America who may have been unwittingly dealing with Russians. Russians pretended to be Americans.
Yeah, but it's not about the people they contacted. So,
correct. This indictment is only about the...
But why would Trump say
that?
Because
anything that comes out, he's like, I'm vindicated.
But who do normal people think the Russians were fucking contacting you,
dickhead? Or his lawyers tell him that.
Yes.
Just to keep him from, you know, nuking North Korea.
See, that's fucked up. People that work for Donald Trump aren't interested in... the only job they want to do is make the day in which they're living bearable. And to get to the next day, right?
The results of the election were not impacted. The Trump campaign did nothing wrong. No collusion.
So Mueller releases these indictments. He puts these indictments out there, and then Trump reacts to them. Anything Trump says, like on Twitter or publicly about this, can Mueller use this against him in the investigation?
Of course.
So this could just be Mueller's tactic.
Well, this is definitely
there's a reason.
A brilliant move on several levels.
See, this would make me nervous if I'm Donald Trump.
Well, it should.
Yes.
Elijah Cummings, longtime representative, issued a statement.
Yes.
That he's the ranking member of the House Committee on Oversight and Government Reform.
Okay.
If we take back the House, he will be the chairman
Damn.
Of the Oversight Committee.
That would be nice.
Here's his statement, quote, "For all of those who've been asking, where's the evidence of a crime? This is it. This is the criminal conspiracy. This is what President Trump and his allies have repeatedly called a hoax and fake news. This is what they tried to cover up. This is what we might have never known if President Trump had been successful in shutting down this investigation."
God damn it.
Right?
Had he not fired Comey, we wouldn't have known this.
Right.
Maybe.
This is a human. This is what we look like. This is what we act like.
Thanks, Alex.
Today's indictments show precisely how the Russians worked to help the Trump campaign in startling and extensive detail.
Okay.
And of particular concern, the indictments show how the Russians tried to suppress the votes of minorities across the United States in order to help Donald Trump win the presidency. The special counsel's probe is still ongoing.
Probe.
And we don't know what his next step will be. We all must support his ability to complete his investigation independently and prevent anyone from undercutting or interfering with his continued work.
Cummings. Anybody is telling Donald Trump, listen, this isn't over. This is not over, motherfucker.
Right?
He might be in a bubble, you know? Somebody's saying, well, see, this is it. You weren't named. Nobody was named.
It's proof.
And right, and like you said in a crab diving offline conversation, so how are they going to fire Rosenstein?
Yeah. Russians traveled to the U.S. to collect intelligence and inform operations. It says in order to collect additional intelligence, defendants and their co-conspirators posed as U.S. persons and contacted U.S. political and social activists. For example, starting in or around 2016, defendants and their co-conspirators posing online as U.S. persons communicated with a real U.S. person affiliated with a Texas-based grassroots based grassroots organization. During the exchange, defendants and their co-conspirators learned from the real U.S. person that they should focus their activities on purple states like Colorado, Virginia, and Florida. So they contacted a real Trump nut.
Okay.
Who pretending to be another Trump nut.
Yes.
He didn't know he was working with Russians.
Right.
And this dupe in this grassroots moron in Texas was like, oh, well, you know, if you guys want to do that, you got to go at the purple states like Colorado, Virginia, and Florida.
Damn. So this guy in this grassroots organization said, here's where to deploy your evil.
So he colluded
monkeys.
With Russians. He didn't know it was Russians, though.
Oh, okay.
He thought it was other assholes.
Right.
Other Trump cultists.
Right. And you're allowed to collude with other assholes.
Well, sure.
Asshole collusion is fine.
Welcome to America.
Right.
After that exchange, the defendants and their co-conspirators commonly referred to targeting purple states in directing their efforts.
Okay.
So pretend you're a Trump nut and the other Trump nuts will teach you how to fuck with our election.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I'm reading from the actual indictment. It's on our Facebook. You can the link to it.
Facebook.com/crabdive.
The departmentofjustice.gov site or whatever. You can read the whole thing. It's kind of long. It's way too long. By 2016, the defendants and their co-conspirators used their fictitious online personas to interfere with the U.S. presidential election. They engaged in operations primarily intended to communicate derogatory information about Hillary Clinton.
God damn it.
To denigrate other candidates such as Ted Cruz and Marco Rubio. And to support Bernie Sanders.
Okay.
And then candidate Donald Trump.
Damn.
So the Bernie bros.
Right. They knew they could go after Bernie bros. They're
right.
Vulnerable to bullshit. Man.
See, the specialists were instructed to post content that focused on politics in the USA and, quote, use any opportunity to criticize Hillary and the rest, except Sanders and Trump. We support them.
Wow. Damn. So these Russian guys, they contact, like, you know, conservative motherfuckers in Texas and whatever. But nobody knows they're Russian. How the fuck is this not going to happen again then?
Well, right. And we're doing fuck all about it.
It's probably happening now. It's probably Russians online contacting other grassroots organizations, asking for information. How do we proliferate our evil social media robots to do X, Y, and Z? And it's still fucking happening.
Yeah, and they're not going to do shit about it.
Right. I'm going to do jack shit. Maybe.
I don't know. Maybe this will wake one or two of them up.
Yes.
They have a list of some of the verbiage from some of the ads that they ran on social media and everything.
Yes.
And they were going after black people.
God damn.
April 6, 2016, an ad ran, "You know, a great number of black people support us, saying that hashtag Hillary Clinton is not my president."
Oh, my God.
So these are like promoted tweets or promoted posts and shit. April 7th, 2016. I say no to Hillary Clinton. I say no to manipulation. April 19th. "Join our hashtag Hillary Clinton for prison 2016.
Good God. Why is this? It's like there's zero teeth to that. It doesn't make any sense. The only thing that matters is that you just see it in your social media stream.
Right.
You see it so many times, your brain must think, well, goddamn, there must be some truth to this.
Another one. "Donald wants to defeat terrorism. Hillary wants to sponsor it."
I didn't know that. She's a terrorism sponsor even. Wow.
May 19th. "Vote Republican. Vote Trump and support the Second Amendment."
Oh, God. That's true, though. He loves the Second Amendment. He loves the NRA.
May 24th, "Hillary Clinton doesn't deserve the black vote." And you know they targeted black people on social media.
Absolutely.
I don't think they can anymore. Wasn't that one of the deals that people were upset about at Facebook
for
allowing advertisers to target by race?
God, that sucks, right?
"Trump is our only hope for a better future."
What?
I can't even get through that without laughing.
What's your future? I mean, where are you in, I don't know, what world?
June 30-ish.
Good God.
Hashtag never Hillary. Hashtag Hillary for prison. Hashtag Hillary number four prison. Hashtag Hillary for prison 2016. Trump 2016, Trump for president. It's just all hashtags.
And the problem is these on Twitter, like if they push enough of this shit, they get that hashtag trending, right? And so it pops up in your
And they have thousands of their own accounts, and they just amplify it that way, retweet each other until it's a circle retweet, and they wait for somebody like Posobiec or Cernovich or one of these other turds to pick it up and put it into the right-wingosphere.
Now, I'm no social media expert. I'm no algorithm guy. But how the fuck do you ever prevent this? Like, ever? Like, how do we... How do you police this?
I don't know. Ohio wants Hillary for prison.
Oh, okay. Thanks, Ohio.
August 4th, Hillary Clinton has already committed voter fraud during the Democratic Iowa caucus, or Democrat Iowa caucus.
What happened? How did she do it? How did we allow this to happen?
I saw a comment. I think it was our Facebook today where somebody said something about, what about her, how she swindled the election out of, from Bernie.
What about it? Where's the evidence?
Well, and she didn't. Did Where's the DNC the put the thumb on the scales for her? Yeah.
But don't they always do
untoward,
that?
Untoward? Unfair? Yes. Illegal? No. No, no, no. And there was enough outrage over the whole superdelegate bullshit and all of that process that a lot of that shit was changed because of that. Because of how Bernie got fucked. Yes, they were. They thought it's their job to elect somebody and they want to elect a Democrat. And they felt the winning candidate was Hillary. Right or wrong.
Yes.
They felt it's like you're picking your quarterback.
But am I wrong? Am I wrong to like, doesn't that happen every election? Doesn't the RNC pick a guy?
Right. Well, it shouldn't. Right.
See, pick a guy that they kind of push.
That's why they, you know, Trump won despite because they were not really helping him that much.
Oh, God. Well, he had the racists. You know,
right?
He really knew how to talk to them.
And the Russians, He didn't need to buy ads. The Russians were buying them for him.
Yeah, he kept bragging that he didn't need to spend anything on campaign ads.
Yeah.
Well, goddamn it, dude, when you have another country campaigning for you, you don't have to.
We cannot trust Hillary to take care of our veterans in August. October, among all the candidates, Donald Trump is the one and only who can defend the police from terrorists.
Oh, I see. I understand this. Black Lives Matter. They are terrorists eyes of these dick bags. Yeah. And the police.
And Trump's going to give them back all their military equipment so that they can shoot black people.
Absolutely. The police who are just shooting unarmed black people need protection from black people.
My personal favorite.
God.
Here on this Faithless Friday.
Yes.
October 19th, 2016, one of the Russian ads put out or promoted a tweet that said, Hillary is a Satan. And her crimes and lies have proved just how evil she is.
God, you know, I got to tell you, if Hillary was in fact a Satan.
She's
a Satan. If Hillary was a Satan, well, I would have supported her even more. That would have been cool as fuck.
Russians pose as Americans, targeted minority groups in the U.S. to encourage them either to not vote or to vote for candidates like Jill Stein.
Oh, my God. Satan. Shit. God, Putin hates Hillary, dude. Hates her.
On or about October 16th, 2016, defendants and their co-conspirators used the organization-controlled Instagram account Woke Blacks. This is a Russian account.
Okay.
Woke Blacks.
Jesus. Okay.
To post the following message. Quote, a particular hype and hatred for Trump is misleading the people and forcing blacks to vote Hillary.
Oh, my God.
We cannot resort to the lesser of two devils. Then we'd surely be better off without voting at all.
Oh, my God. Because when voter turnout is low, Democrats lose.
Well, and
right?
Especially black people.
Yeah. God, that is so fucked up.
On or about November 3rd, 2016, the day before the election, right?
Yes.
Defendants and their co-conspirators purchased an advertisement to promote a post on the organization-controlled Instagram account Blacktivist.
Okay. Oh, I've heard of that.
And these accounts had hundreds of thousands of followers.
Damn, I mean...
Choose peace and vote for Jill Stein.
Oh, my God.
Trust me, it's not a wasted vote.
Ah!
Because Hillary was going to take us right. And Jill Stein is still saying that shit.
Still saying
what? Hillary would have run us into a war. We'd be at war, the Third World War right now if Hillary were...
That's nuts.
Based solely on mostly what she said about a no-fly zone over Syria.
Right.
That we would try to impose a no-fly zone over Syria, and that would piss the Russians off. And one of their jets would fly in.
Yes.
And we would shoot down their jet. And next thing you know, the nukes are flying.
Right. I mean, damn, do you think Hillary would have declared Jerusalem the capital of fucking Palestine and moved our embassy there?
Of course
not. I mean, would she have done that?
No, it would be all really boring right now.
Yeah, it would be boring as fuck.
By in or around early November 2016, defendants and their co-conspirators used the organization-controlled United Muslims of America social media accounts to post anti-vote messages, such as, quote, American Muslims are boycotting elections today. Most of the American Muslim voters refuse to vote for Hillary Clinton because she wants to continue the war on Muslims in the Middle East.
Oh, my God.
She wants to continue the war on Muslims. Trump wants to ban them.
He's a fucking Islamophobe. He wants to ban all Muslims until we figure out what the hell is going on.
And she voted yes for invading Iraq, it says.
Okay. Oh, God. Who the fuck is believing this shit?
Enough. Enough, enough, enough.
I mean, if you see something, if you see a meme on like Blacktivist on Instagram and they have like, I don't know how many, 200,000 followers, I get how your brain can say, well, there must be some sort of truth there, right? I mean, they have 200,000 followers. There's got to be some.
Well, yeah.
But it's all fake. It's like the goddamn... It's like that goddamn city in Blazing Saddles.
Right, right. Or the Potemkin Village.
Right. What's that? The Potemkin Village.
The Russians back in the day when one of their poobahs came to visit, they like spruced up and put up fake buildings
as they
were going by on their ship or something. It was like a fake town, I think.
Oh, that's awesome. Great.
It's a really good movie too. Potemkin.
Go order that on Amazon. Potemkin.
Yeah.
Crabdiving.com / Amazon.
It's an old black and white silent film, and that's the famous scene of there's all the chaos in the during the revolution, and the a woman loses control of her baby carriage. And the baby carriage starts down this giant outdoor staircase.
Yeah.
And somebody finally, I believe, rescues the baby.
Oh, shit. Sad.
It doesn't look well.
Right.
The Potemkin Village is built solely to deceive others into thinking a situation is better than it really is.
Right.
The term comes from stories of a fake portable village built only to impress Empress Catherine II during her journey to Crimea in 1787.
Oh, my God. So she's just on the boat and looks to her right and like, oh, look at that beautiful fucking village.
Some historians claim accounts of this portable village are exaggerated. The original story was that Grigory Potemkin put up phony portable settlements along the banks of the Dnieper River in order to fool the Russian Empress. The structures would be disassembled after she passed, reassembled farther down the road.
Oh, God, that's
I hope
hilarious.
That's real. But
it's the same fucking buildings. You got to mix them up, though, right?
We guess. That's great.
I mean, what if she's like in the bathroom or something as you're passing and she missed this, you know, I just made this whole city for you.
So
didn't even notice.
This Richard Pinedo thing is important in that we know that he pleaded and has been cooperating a couple of months ago, and he worked with the Russians.
Damn. And so then these indictments come out.
It says here, this is Renato Mariotti tweeting, who is running for attorney general in Illinois.
Yeah.
Former federal prosecutor. I think he's might be running as a Democrat.
Cool.
The statement that Richard Panetta was just released, he appears to be the first American charged with aiding the Russian influence operation.
Oh, shit.
He sold bank account numbers that he obtained himself using his own name or by purchasing the numbers over the internet. He does not admit knowing that the accounts were stolen, but admits that he was an ostrich who willfully avoided knowing where they were coming from. Put his head in the sand.
Wow. So, like, what do you do with these bank accounts? You just steal the money from them, or you...
There's no allegation he knew that the people he sold bank account numbers to were Russians. Thus far, the only American charged... he's the only American charged. The other Americans mentioned in the indictment today were unwittingly used by the Russians.
Okay.
This doesn't mean there won't be additional charges to come. The charge against Pinedo will likely result in a light sentence for him, particularly given his cooperation.
Right.
The question remains.
Yes.
Did anyone in the Trump campaign or anyone else involved in U.S. politics knowingly aid the Russians? In other words, did they know about the Russian operation and help make it succeed? That's what people dub collusion, which isn't a legal term.
It looks like we're coming to that conclusion, though, right? I mean, it looks like... I mean, doesn't it sound like this guy Pineda probably cooperated with some of these Russians that were fucking indicted? And that's where, you know, him singing, that's where maybe some of these indictments came from? Maybe.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Rosenstein was very careful to state there was no allegation in this indictment that any American knew.
Yeah.
Or assisted, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
What are you doing, the king and I?
Yeah. Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Musical theater moment, baby.
So there you go.
Shit. Well, that's big news.
The
It's fake news.
Your fake news. His plea agreement is out there also.
Right.
The
Yeah, guilty plea for Richard Pinedo, charged with running an online service designated to circumvent the security features of large online digital payment companies.
Oh, God, what a dick. Shit, man, you can't fucking pay for shit online and it's going to be safe, right? God damn it.
He sold bank account numbers. Defendants and their co-conspirators purchased credit card and bank account numbers from online sellers.
Damn. So he gets these account numbers.
Well, so they could launder their money.
I see.
And they could pay for their ads with a U.S. bank account that they wouldn't have been able to obtain because, you know, they're Russian.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Right.
So this guy was buying them for them, or what? He was buying some off the deep web.
Right, right.
And then sending them to the Russians. But he's like, oh, I don't know where they came from.
Why wouldn't they use cryptos instead of dealing with banks?
You can't buy a Facebook ad with crypto.
You can't?
No.
Oh, okay.
That's one of the things you need. I think I just read something where Litecoin is going to be, it's going to be easier to use Litecoin for payments and stuff like that.
Oh,
right,
really?
Now. But yeah, I mean, not everybody's accepting crypto. So
I would just think that Facebook would, but I guess.
Well, it's
I
so fucking
not.
Volatile too.
Right.
I mean, how do you set a price for something when, you say, you know, okay, this car is 2 Bitcoin.
Yeah.
And then the next day, Bitcoin's worth half of what it was. You got to change your prices every 10 minutes.
Damn.
That's the headline over at the HuffPo and all the supporting stuff.
Perfect.
I don't know where Trump is coming. Well, you know,
damn.
This is what Trump does. I'm vindicated. No.
How can people vote for this guy?
Nowhere near what it says.
I mean, I understand the fake news and all that shit, you know, influenced our election, but still, is there when you vote for Trump, was there not a little voice in the back of your head that said, "Hey, this guy's full of shit. He's lying. He's not honest.
They don't care.
But he's racist, and he's going to make the black go away."
But her emails.
That's it.
Over at the Drudge Report.
God damn it, guys.
Big red letters. DC rocked. Mueller indicts 13 Russians.
Fuck you, boy.
Trolls of 2016. It says leaker with knowledge.
Ooh, yes.
Months to go. So Drudge Report is saying this investigation has months to go now, that it's just starting. And Trump is like, I think it'd be over in 10 to 15 minutes.
So are we starting to see the turn with some of these GOP motherfuckers? Are they going to start jumping ship and say, hey, listen, this, you know.
Well, Drudge Report, at least. I mean, who knows? Who knows?
Is Alex
Jones? I think, well, we had, didn't we have Trey Gowdy? We've been trying to figure out
what, yeah,
why all of a sudden Trey Gowdy is looking less treasonous these days.
Right.
And
because that dick bag, I mean, he's. Yeah, that's the Hillary guy, right? That's the Benghazi guy.
And he's the one who said he launched an investigation into this whole Porter deal. And he's like, how the hell did he still have a job?
Yeah,
he said, how the hell did he still have a job, let alone
temporary
security clearance? And he demanded, he sent that letter to Kelly demanding a list of what's going on with your security clearances.
Yay, the tide must be turning. They must be like, yeah, there's some bad shit coming down.
And remember, he's the only one that read that full FISA warrant.
Right, on Carter Page.
For Carter Page. He's the only one. Remember, Devin Nunes was like, oh, you read it. Devin Nunes wrote that letter, or his toady wrote that letter. They hadn't read that.
But the Nunes memo, that's his memo.
Right, but he didn't read, that was one of the things. He didn't read it. Gowdy read it.
God damn it.
So maybe Gowdy saw something in, you know, in the hundreds and hundreds of pages of a FISA application.
That freaked him the fuck out.
That he was like, oh, well, you know.
He must have saw some bad shit then. Because Trey Gowdy is.
And he announced he's not running anymore.
Oh, he's done, right?
Yeah. So.
Screw you guys. I'm going home.
We shall see.
Yeah.
Oh, God, Breitbart. Mueller indictment. No mention of collusion.
Oh, fuck off.
That's the headline at Breitbart.
So, obviously, Alex Jones is not going to be on the right side of this today. He hasn't flipped yet, right?
No.
Fuck no.
Will he? I mean, that's what's amazing. Is Alex Jones ever going to flip? If
if Trump gets frog walked out of there and thrown in an orange jumpsuit and there's just evidence of money laundering and shenanigans and treason and everybody ends up in Trubs.
Right.
How do you spin that?
I'll tell you how.
As Alex Jones?
Well, because listen, he has people on his show, and we've talked about this often, that suggests on Mars there's a camp you send pedophiles to or you send people to. I don't know what the fuck. It's nuts. He'll just say deep state.
Oh, boy.
He'll just say deep state. He'll double down. His listeners are fucking nuts.
We might as well have an Alex Jones moment, but this is before this. This is yesterday's Alex Jones batshittery.
Yes.
And he's talking about the horrible massacre at the high school.
Right.
Here's Alex Jones.
Oh, God.
To be specifically clear, last week, more than 10 times on air, we're going to find it and dig it up. I said a new Oklahoma City attack on a church, a school, or a federal building blamed on...
Oh, look at Nostradamus.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Nostradamus, he false flag. Parkland is a false flag,
well, yeah,
right?
You know what? I'm going to predict that there's going to be another school, church, some kind of shooting in the next couple of months. How's that? I'm a fucking genius.
God, Alex, this is disgusting. I mean, come on.
He sounds like one of these preachers who waits for after the fact and is like, I warned of that hurricane hitting Florida. I warned when I said 17 weeks ago the Lord was pissed off.
You know what I don't understand? He's going to say this is a false flag, right, Parkland? So why?
He's not going to say it, but he's going to suggest that it's possible. And then,
so why did he walk back what he said about Sandy Hook? Because he said he was a Sandy Hook truther, right? He even said on the air Sandy Hook was bullshit. So why?
I saw the loop video and talked to the actors.
So why walk that back, but then spin this bullshit? That's what I don't get.
Why walk anything back?
Yeah, why would he walk back?
There's no accountability.
Yeah,
except better ratings.
So why didn't he just double down with the Sandy Hook shit?
I think even he saw that.
But this is just as nuts.
People want to kill him for the Sandy Hook shit. I mean, there were parents who were like, if that was my kid that got hurt, that got killed, and this asshole was saying that, if I got ass cancer or something, one of my last things that I would do is to drive down to Texas and kill the fuck out of Alex Jones. Right. I've heard that said.
I mean, doesn't he think he's going to get the same, backlash from people at Parkland? I mean, what the fuck? What an asshole.
Dead, a new Oklahoma City attack on a church, a school, or a federal building blamed on right-wing terrorist Tim McVeigh, part two. Now, why did I say that? You had Congressman Schiff, you had senators, you had globalist operatives going on, MSNBC, CNN, saying there's...
globalist operatives.
CNN, saying there's going to be massacres... if you release the memo, you're...
What?
The memo about...
He's talking about the FISA memo, the Nunes memo. Who said there's going to be massacres if you release the memo?
I don't know.
The reason they were upset about the killings they were alluding to if the memo was released is that there might be information that would lead, I don't know, the Russians to our sources.
Our spies to be in Moscow.
Right, our operatives that may work for us that are Russian. And they don't take kindly to that shit.
No, they'll so by just us disappear.
By us exposing a possible operative could have gotten people killed.
Oh, my God.
That's what they were talking about. Not if you release it, we're going to kill people.
I mean, it doesn't matter. It's just a little thread, right? It's just something he can...
Going to be massacres... if you release the memo, you're going to cause right-wingers to kill us.
That's just not...
And then just like Oklahoma City, they had Elohim City, outside Oklahoma City, set up and run, commanded, not infiltrated, by the Southern Poverty Law Center.
I don't know what's happening here.
and the informants and everything went public and said, look, we...
I don't know. Apparently, the Southern Poverty Law Center has a secret command base somewhere in Oklahoma. I don't know what he's talking about. He is
covering a lot of shit right now. What did he mean by this Timothy McVeigh shit that he said at the beginning? Is he suggesting that the Oklahoma City bombing was a false flag?
No, that there was going to be another. He's been predicting there's going to be another Oklahoma City bombing.
Oh, okay, I see.
We knew this was coming and were told to stand down by the ATF and by the criminal elements of the FBI. And then they bombed the building to blame the libertarian liberty movement that was taking the country.
Oh my God.
The Southern Poverty Law Center.
Yes.
Apparently, so he's detailing now the false flag of the Oklahoma City bombing.
False flag.
Setting up to frame the poor libertarians.
Oh, my God.
Back, and Bill Clinton said on Air Force One the next year in 1996 that he owed his reelection to the Oklahoma City bombing. So their whole globalist system's falling apart. The left's been caught running Antifa that's cop killing. They've been caught in their documents that came out a month ago. George Soros' son funding movements trying to get national riots going when Obama was in 2015 to be able to trigger civil war.
Wait,
and there's the articles we have on Infowars.com.
I love how
if a wealthy
liberal activist donates to groups that help organize rallies and stuff.
Terrorists.
They're setting up riots.
Well, yeah. He's organizing riots.
Soros personally filled every bottle of the Molotov cocktails. I saw
God
it.
Damn.
I saw it.
Wait, is it a Trigglypuff or is it not a Trigglypuff? The Triggles.
It implies that Oklahoma City-style bombing could happen because of FISA memo. So you can see exactly what they're saying. And then someone that fits not the profile of a nihilist like we were thinking,
but
someone who is completely mentally ill, autistic, totally suggestible, will do whatever he's told, on psychotropic drugs, who doesn't have parents, it's in the news, magically is there, and all the eyewitnesses are saying multiple shooters.
I am trying to keep this straight.
Oh, by the way, he's saying that the shooting yesterday, all the witnesses are saying multiple shooters. Nobody's saying that.
Well, weren't there multiple shooters in Vegas and that?
Oh, everywhere. There's multiple shooters everywhere.
So wait, why are we looking for someone autistic, an orphan on psychotropics?
He's talking about the Cruz, the 19-year-old shot everybody yesterday or 2 days ago.
Okay. Damn.
We are getting Matt Bracken on, but I may go to rebroadcast for a while.
Oh, we might have to go to a commercial because I got maybe his printer again is being hacked. Remember when the evil deep state was fucking his printer? When he was trying to print out that super secret memo that actually we found out had been on the internet,
right?
On a government website for a year.
Alex, take your printer offline so it's not like, make it just hardwired to your computer.
They're taking down. I gotta go. You can see the computers. They're flashing as they're taking them down one by one.
Why is anybody hacking into your fucking computer, you fucking idiot?
For something we could download right now.
Off of the
.gov website. It's been out there.
I don't mean to sound like a fucking idiot. I am trying to legitimately follow what the fuck he's saying.
Oh, please.
Is he saying because we got the FISA warrant on Carter Page,
The left has put out the kid yesterday to kill everybody.
That's the reason there was a FISA warrant. So
this is retaliation for the FISA warrant.
So
for the FISA memo.
So we had it coming because of the FISA warrant.
No, the libs are punishing everyone for putting out the FISA warrant.
Right. God damn.
Just so, because I got a bunch of clips we haven't played yet, so it's not really rebroadcast, so I can get on a computer terminal, and no big deal, and find these clips. Because it's not clips of us saying they're going to stage more attacks on Congress like they already did, and more hashtag Republicans.
This weird hand thing when he's like, right. I'm going to get on the computer terminal. And he put his, like, pinkies out.
Right, yeah.
I guess he does pinkies out when he types.
Listen. I hear what you're saying now. You got to go on rebroadcast because there's some research that only you can handle. That's what he's saying.
I got to get on my Snapchat. I got to get on ChatterBait and see what's going on. Talk to my sources, my deep state sources.
You know, you're just going to say bullshit anyway. So, Alex, just find some intern to find these fucking links. And you stay on the air because I've heard the other talent at InfoWars.
Oh, of course he's going to come on and put everybody to sleep with reading about QAnon.
You're the main event there. You stay on the air. Let some other dickhead find your links.
Can't wait to see how the QAnon crowd spins today.
Oh, but that could be anything.
Well, right.
That's like having, you could just say whatever you wanted to say. God.
We've got those clips. We're talking about the clips you all heard and I all heard over and over again, probably 500 times the last 6 months. We're talking 10 times last week. I remember, I said it 10 times on Friday when Bracken was on. Or it was even Monday. I can't even.
So he's claiming credit for having predicted the school shooting. Because
he said it 10 times.
The libtards were just locked and loaded.
Oh, yes. Yeah, oh, totally. We're ready to go. Civil war.
And they found some drugged up drone.
Right. That's the kid, the drugged up drone.
Yes.
What a dick.
Alex Jones.
Right.
Everybody, this Faithless Friday.
Mm-hmm. God, he explained a lot. There is a lot he tied together.
Nothing going on there.
See, that's the problem. See, if you're a nutball and you listen to this Alex Jones shit, I don't know how to get through to those people because they're going to buy all this shit. You just need a thread of something to believe in a crazy fucking conspiracy theory.
Ugh. It's Faithless Friday, everybody. Thanks for joining us on this little Faithless Friday.
Praise be to Sky God. And Aquaman.
Let's see.
And Captain America.
Only 5 states allow guns to be seized before someone can commit violence.
Wow, that's great. Wait, surely we live in one of those states.
We call them red... we did.
Yes.
Red flag laws allow the seizure of guns before people can commit acts of violence. California, Washington, Oregon, Indiana, and Connecticut. Indiana.
Damn, that's weird.
And Connecticut have statutes that can be used to temporarily take guns away from people when a judge deems a threat to themselves or others.
And a judge has to make that decision, right? And you present the judge right. with evidence, say, hey, listen, this guy is a high risk to do X, Y, and Z. Like, he's got these guns. Here's Let's take it from him. Social media,
et cetera, yeah.
Why can't we do that? That seems so fucking reasonable. Florida needs that.
Lawmakers in 18 other states, including Florida.
Yes.
Plus the District of Columbia have proposed similar measures. At the federal level, California lawmakers, Representative Salud Carbajal from is a Democrat.
Yes.
And Senator Dianne Feinstein.
Right.
Introduced legislation last May that would encourage states to adopt the approach. But then Trump, don't forget.
Yes.
Signed something allowing, making it easier.
Right.
For people with mental illness to get
Yes.
guns.
That's the one thing he's put his name to, right?
Kind of, yeah.
It's bullshit.
It says, this morning I heard the sheriff in Parkland lament the fact that he did not have the tools to remove the firearms from the shooter. Joshua Horowitz, executive director of the Coalition to Stop Gun Violence, said, had he lived in one of those states where this law is in place, he would have had the tools and this shooting may have been averted.
Right. But like, if you have those laws in a state like Florida, Alabama, you have to remind people that just because someone's black doesn't mean you can take their guns, right? It has to be like a reason.
Right, right.
So,
the law allows family members or law enforcement officers to ask a judge for a gun violence restraining order or an extreme risk protection order against someone who behaves the way 19-year-old Nicholas Cruz did in recent years.
God, we need that.
According to a news report, Cruz killed squirrels with pellet gun.
Ugh.
Trained his dogs to attack a neighbor's piglets.
What the fuck?
Posted on Instagram about guns and killing animals and eventually threatened at least one teen. He showed signs of depression, had been treated at a mental health clinic.
So shouldn't that flag the guy? Shouldn't all that shit flag him? Guy's attacking my fucking pigs.
In a study of mass shootings from 2009 to 2016, 42% of the attackers had shown warning signs of violent behavior.
God damn it. That's terrifying.
Duke University researchers looked at the application of Connecticut's red flag law. They found police served 762 so-called risk warrants during from 1999 to 2013. Estimated that a gun suicide was prevented for every 10 to 20 seizures. Mostly it's suicide.
Wow.
The violence.
Right. We ignore that, right? Don't people ignore the suicide rate in this country by guns?
The police found guns in 99% of the cases in which they served the warrants, seizing an average of 7 firearms from each person.
Jesus.
21 people went on to commit suicide anyway, 6 by firearms.
Right.
This is in the study in Connecticut. Suicides account for about 60% of gun deaths in the United States. 60%.
God. Think about that. You could, I mean, at least if you took the gun, that number would go down, right?
Well, yeah.
It would have to. But see, the gun nuts say you can't prevent everything with laws. I mean, people will still find guns. People will still commit crimes, but it will be more difficult, right? I mean...
In Connecticut, only law enforcement agents can ask for the warrant. In these other states, family members can file.
Yeah.
Indiana, law enforcement can confiscate weapons without a judge's order. So the cops can think, can say, you know...
give me your weapon.
I can't arrest you right now, but you're acting nutballs.
Right.
I'm going to take your gun away for a little bit.
Give me your fucking gun, lunatic.
So there you go.
Wow. Could have been prevented. It could have been prevented. All these fuck. Listen, they don't have any deaths like this in Japan and UK.
Correct.
We're just awash with fucking guns. This fucking gross ass gun culture. We all think there's like home invasions that could happen any fucking second. There's no evidence to suggest that they're all.
And we're going
to
overthrow a tyrannical government with their Apache helicopters and their drones.
How's that going? The gun nuts don't want to overthrow this guy. He's racist. They love it.
Over at the Washington Post, Trump's Russian hoax turns out to be real.
Gee, how weird. The headline. What a shocker.
It's all a hoax.
Oh, my God. What a dickhead. God, I bet he's so fucking sad he's president right now. Donald, don't you wish you were chilling with some porn star in a hotel room watching Shark Week, eating McDonald's, no fucking bun? Conserving your life force battery or whatever the fuck you call it.
I'm not even going to play them. It is Faithless Friday though, but I got a ton of shit.
Guy,
a couple
guys.
Of our favorite, Bible wielders have, rung, I think
they have runged. Ring this.
Saying that basically the same thing, that the reason that this shooting happened is because we kicked prayer out of school. Had they prayed before class, apparently there would have been some kind of magic shield that would have protected them.
Yeah, and by the way, that's what the shooter needed. More shit in his head, more voices to talk to. Perfect.
Rick Joyner, somewhere out in the woods with his dogs, said that.
Oh, God, what a dick. His poor dogs.
He said that removal from prayer from public schools and says that only the church is equipped to close the gate of hell. Apparently we opened a gate to hell when we took teacher-led prayer out of schools. We didn't take prayer out of schools. If a kid wants to pray, they can pray.
Hey, Joyner, where's that gate? Just show us where the gate is. We'll fucking shut it. Right? Where's this gate?
Oh, my God.
God damn, dude.
How long is this? It's too long. He says, there's good spiritual evidence.
Ooh, yes.
That the Columbine shooting in Colorado years ago opened a gate of hell into our country. Did you know there's evidence?
No.
That an actual gate to hell opened up somewhere in Colorado.
Oh, I had no idea.
Yeah.
Where is this in Boulder? I imagine it's Boulder because it's a bunch of libs there.
He explains where was Columbine in Littleton, Colorado, wasn't it?
I don't know.
Columbine.
Was it
Columbine? Yeah.
Gates of Hell.
That's a band.
Gates of Hell are access points.
Okay.
They're doorways through which hell gains access to our lives, our families, our churches, our communities. In this case, I think it's been the whole country.
It's like,
when there has been a breakthrough of hell into society, only the church has the spiritual authority to shut that gate of hell.
We need our church officials and Jesus and whatnot to plug these satanic sphincters that are opening up and shooting out all kinds of dangerous bullshit.
Yeah, we need some giant Jesus tampons.
Oh, yeah.
When prayer was removed from schools, I believe that was the beginning of the gate of hell.
Oh,
many
totally.
Gates of hell that are destroying our youth, our families, that had provided a hedge of protection for our students. When prayer was removed from school, we basically said, God, we don't want you in our schools. He said, okay.
A hedge of protection? So there's a gate. I'm trying to understand this. There's a gate. There's a hole. And there was also some hedges that blocked us, that protected us from Hades. They're gone.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not sure what kind of a hedge would protect one from bullets, but
I don't know, a thick one.
Yeah.
Kate, start praying right now.
He left and the devil filled the vacuum. The devil filled our hole.
Oh, yeah, perfect. It's Friday.
He said the shooter probably had serious demonic problems.
Oh, yes. Not just demonic problems, serious.
And only spiritual people are able to see that.
Oh, yeah, you didn't know that?
That he had, apparently they have glasses or something.
God goggles.
Good fucking Christ.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. I mean, it's just amazing.
I can see spirits because I'm a Jesus person. Fuck you.
Also ringing in.
Hello.
With the same bullshit.
Right.
Basically. Is none other than the American Family Association.
Brian Fisher.
Brian Fisher.
We haven't heard from him in a bit.
I'm worried about Brian. I don't think he looks well.
Brian, are you praying still, like, dickhead?
He looks really gaunt to me, like he's been losing weight or something.
Well,
I don't.
Maybe he's, doing some elliptical. Maybe he's praying more. Praying burns calories. Did you know that?
Doesn't look well. He tweeted.
Wow. He twatted?
Hey, here's an idea.
Hey, here's an idea.
Hey,
dick.
Here's an idea. Why don't we pray in schools before these shootings happen instead of waiting until we have dead students?
Oh, good idea.
Why does somebody have to die before even start talking about prayer? This is the 19th school shooting this year. What do we have to lose? It's like Trump with black people. Hey, what have you got to lose?
You know what? That would be funny read in Jerry Seinfeld's voice.
Why don't we pray in schools before these shootings?
Oh, God. Thanks, Brian. That's good.
So there, Brian Fisher ringing in.
You know what's so funny? We got to, you're just reading all these horrible stories, like doing drills these kids have to do in case there's an active shooter at their school. They hide under a desk. They teach the kids to throw shit at the gunman,
right.
Yeah. And on top of all this, this dickhead has the nerve to suggest that if these people at Parkland would have prayed in the morning before the shooting, it might not have happened.
Yes.
I mean, God.
Well, right. You have some kind of magical shield.
How dumb do you think these...
Shields up.
What the fuck?
God shields up.
These kids aren't stupid. Nobody's buying any of this shit. Pray. If somebody's shooting at you with an AR-15, I'm supposed to pray? That's funny.
Fox host falsely claims the deputy attorney general said Russians didn't influence the outcome of the election.
No, of course. Of course.
That's not what they said.
Yeah.
It's not what Rosenstein said.
No. Well, listen, it's hard to hear when you get an ear fucked by Donald Trump.
It is Fox.
Yeah. Ear fuck me.
God.
What is that?
Laura fucking Ingram.
Oh, God. Heinous.
I don't know how long this is, but this is.
She's fucking horrible, dude.
She's really upset about Kevin Durant and
basketball
LeBron
player.
James.
Okay.
Carrie Champion.
Who is that?
She's on ESPN. I think she's okay. One of the.
She's a commentator.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
She's up. Well, here you go. Here's a little bit of
right.
Hi, I'm Laura Ingram.
All right, we're going to create a new banner. This is a Jum Doc alert. Ding, 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 ding. NBA.
A Jum Doc. Dumb Jock.
Oh, my God.
We're going to create a new banner. This is a Dumb Jock alert.
You know, Laura, I'm already pissed off. A Dumb Jock alert. How dare you? LeBron James is
create a new banner.
He uses his platform for good. You know, he says a lot of socially responsible shit, and people look up to him. It's nice.
Yeah.
I like it.
She's a contralto,
not a
right?
Dumb jock. What?
She's a contralto, right?
Right. Yes. I think baritone.
Swing low.
Right.
This is a Jum Doc alert. Ding, 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 ding. NBA superstar LeBron James is talking politics again, and this time it's R-rated. Here's his barely intelligible, not to mention ungrammatical take on President Trump and a new ESPN podcast.
Oh, my God.
What a racist piece of shit Nazi
what?
Asswipe she is.
She's the one that did the Heil Hitler salute.
She's the one that did the very specific Heil Hitler salute. Oh, you liberals, I can't believe you said that she did that. I'm sorry. Replay the tape, bitches.
Yeah,
nobody
yeah.
waves like that. You
nobody
don't stop.
Does.
You don't. You don't stop. Put your feet together and stop and put your arm out.
Laura, I mean, honestly, if you're going to do the Nazi salute in public, prepare to have people notice it and go, wow, that's right. Some fucked up shit. What did she say? He's what?
Here's his barely intelligible, not to mention ungrammatical.
Fuck you.
And a new ESPN podcast.
The number one job in America, the point of person, is someone who doesn't understand the people and really don't give a fuck about the people.
But wait.
I understand
there's
that.
More gripping insight. ESPN host Kerry Champion asked James, like, a fellow NBA star.
Like the shit drizzle that falls out of your puss is brilliant commentary.
Lay down some plastic.
Asshole.
Yeah, and you know, I was reading, and LeBron's talking about our fucking president. I was reading this guy, he wrote a column about how it's difficult to follow Trump because he's not deep.
Yeah.
And the truth is, a lot of times, he just says stupid shit.
Oh, no. He's 10 steps ahead of everybody, right? He's
so a lot of times when you
18D chess.
Yeah, he's like, the reporting is just, you report what he said, and there's really not a lot to it other than racism and hate. I mean,
for example?
Yeah.
Our Kevin Durant, about what she described as Trump's racist comments.
I feel like our team as a country is not ran by a great coach. It's not even a surprise when he says something. It's not even a surprise. It's like laughable. It's like,
that's bad.
It's laughable and it's scary.
But it's also scary.
Right,
because
right.
I shouldn't be numb to your racist
right,
comments.
Right.
I shouldn't be numb to your behavior.
They're in a car, LeBron and Kevin Durant and Kerry Champion.
Yes.
And they're just recording their conversation.
Right.
Here's what Laura Ingram has to say about this.
Right, right.
I shouldn't be numb to your behavior.
Here's what racist scumfuck Laura Ingram has to say.
I'm numb to this commentary. Like, must they run their mouths like that? Unfortunately,
most
kids.
They run their mouths like that? Oh, yeah.
Jesus
oh, yeah.
Christ.
Run their mouths like that. Unfortunately, a lot of kids and some adults take these ignorant comments seriously.
Like grabbing by the pussy?
Oh my God. I would want, wouldn't you want your kid to listen to this? What is wrong with what LeBron James said? What
I'd rather
is wrong
have my
with what?
Yeah, I'd rather have my kids. I would trust my kids in the car with these three before I'd put them within 100 yards of Laura Ingram.
Oh yeah, and if Donald Trump comes on the air, you got to turn it down cuz you know what?
Yeah.
You don't know what clip they're going to play from Trump.
And hook up some electrical charge to your daughter's underwear in case Trump tries to grab her by the pussy.
And you know what? We better be glad that we have people in our media and in entertainment saying shit like this, because we don't have a president that's saying anything good or anything right. I think it's nice that the NBA, the stars of the NBA, they speak out for good. They use their platform for good. We don't have enough of that. I like what LeBron James says. I like what Kevin Durant say. How dare she?
What a stinky fuck troll she is.
Yeah, and I mean, she's understand just what they vermin. Mean. Do you understand what LeBron James said?
But they said fuck. And they sound like black people.
And the
they sound like ghetto people.
Yeah, well, listen, there is not a lot to analyze with Donald Trump when he speaks. It's not.
Well, yeah, and I would venture to say let's take our cars a half an hour to the west of where we are right now, and let's interview some of those people and see how intellectual they sound.
Oh, yes. Oh, they're going to be geniuses. It's going to be like Crossfire.
And not that, I mean, talk the way you want. We say fuck all a lot.
But, like, we're talking about people speaking out against hate and racism.
Those people.
God, I was on Facebook today getting into it with this gun shit with some fuckers on Facebook. And somebody was like, oh, that's nice. Nice language. Suck my dick.
Balls, you right. fucking. Yeah.
Here's talking about language, a pile of dead snowflake. Children. A pile of dead children. I am allowed to express myself by saying fuck.
Yeah, the N-word's grow bad, up. Too.
What?
The N-word's really bad, too. I'm sure that rolls off their lips pretty often.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That word's okay.
Here's the rest of this. Here's Laura Ingraham.
Unfortunately, a lot of kids and some adults take these ignorant comments seriously. Look, there might be a cautionary lesson in LeBron for kids. This is what happens when you attempt to leave high school a year early to join the NBA. And it's always unwise to seek political advice from someone who gets paid $100 million a year to bounce a ball. Oh, and LeBron and Kevin, you're great players, but no one voted for you. Millions elected Trump to be their coach. So keep the political commentary to yourself.
Keep your political commentary to yourself, you white piece of shit, you hag.
Well, we live in America.
Right.
We all have a voice.
Right.
It is. We
keep your voice to yourself.
LeBron can use his voice.
This is all black. This is 100% black. Because there, how many white athletes have spoken out against him? A whole bunch.
Right.
Who gets a special expose
LeBron.
On fucking Laura Ingraham? Right.
Jesus
the
Christ.
The black people.
Racism to be their is coach. Killing us.
So keep the political commentary to yourself. Or as someone once said, shut up and dribble. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
Who the fuck said that? Who said shut up and dribble?
She
as
did.
Someone once said.
Racist scum.
Yeah,
just
yeah, you
really
suck.
Vermin. they're just the Republicans are that support these people are vermin.
You know, in what saved Alabama from Roy Moore? People of color voting.
Barely.
Yeah, barely. I mean, God. We need these voices. We need diverse voices speaking out against Trump. We need it all.
And
she did the Nazi thing.
Yeah.
You can't deny that.
It's pretty
fascist, man.
It's pretty fucking obvious.
Damn.
Too.
I mean, people are going to look back at
people
this
were
time.
Saying, oh, you freeze framed it when the picture. Watch the video. She stops. Puts her feet together, stiff arms, and holds her arm unmoving in the air. She ain't waving. She
right.
stops.
Yes. Well, maybe, to be fair, maybe she was in The Sound of Music and was rehearsing her blocking.
I see. Now she's of course, the victim because she's being raked over the social media coals for being the racist sea hag that she is.
Well, yeah, and you just raked LeBron James over the coals for speaking out.
False, defamatory charges of racism, she says.
You know, Laura, I think a lot of racist people don't think they're racist, too. There's that. Or some do.
Of course.
Love
leave
it.
Laura alone, everybody.
Yes.
Let her be racist. Let her not be PC. It's okay.
Come on, virtue signaler. Somebody called me a virtue signaler today. Fuck you. Fuck you.
By the way, Super Bowl champ, Chris Long.
Right. That guy's awesome.
Has said, he went on an extended Twitter diatribe accusing Laura Ingraham of false equivalency. He pointed out, despite her suggesting James should just stick to sports, Fox News has a parade of celebrities weighing in on important topics. And he's put a picture of John Voight, actor John Voight, on why he's supporting Trump. He called him Anaconda Guy. Oh, poor John Voight. See, you turn into a right-wing ass bag nut job, and your rather respectable body of work in the past is totally forgotten.
You know,
forgotten.
Right. You know, John Voight has this brilliant moment when he's playing the role of Anaconda Guy.
I never saw Anaconda.
Yeah, oh my God,
you saw Anaconda?
Oh yeah, dude.
You hate snakes.
I know. I watched that movie about the people who got stranded out in the shark waters or whatever.
Wow.
That sucks.
Wait, were they just floating?
Yeah.
Damn.
It was late at night.
Wow.
I just couldn't sleep.
Late at night.
So I don't know why I would. What song is that?
Day and night. The lonely stoner seems to free his mind. Bow, 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 bow,
bow, bow, bow. Oh, yeah. Anaconda, starring the great John Voight. Well, is he a racist or just a dickhead? Or
all of the above. He's a big Trump supporter.
Oh, God, John, you suck. But he does have this great moment in Anaconda. The snake, and spoiler alert, okay? The snake eats him. He's a bad guy. The snake eats him, vomits him out. And then when he vomits out, he looks at the camera, he winks, and then he gets sucked back into the fucking snake.
God.
Bam, drop mic, baby.
Thank goodness.
That is the best moment ever. He winks.
Day and night. I toss and turn, I keep stressing my mind. I live for peace, but
Kid Cudi.
I don't attain.
Kid Cudi. What else is going on? So yeah, Chris Long.
Yes.
Posted screenshots from Kid Rock, Chuck Norris, Ted Nugent.
God.
And Fabio being interviewed on Fox News for Oh, he's a big right-wing nut
job. Did he survive the attack from the bird? Remember that?
Yes.
Okay. Fabio's a right-wing nut job? God, he must look like a mess now.
Chris
Long. Offense.
I'm sure the network she works for has interviewed a bunch of athletes, just couldn't find the screenshots quickly. The point is, what's the prerequisite for who can talk politics? So Fox News folks who agree with Laura, you okay with these segments? And then he showed Kid Rock, Chuck Norris, Fabio, Ted Nugent, John Voight.
You know, I got to tell you something. You remember that accident Fabio had on the roller coaster?
Got hit by a bird, or the other way around.
Yeah, well, I mean, should we worry about that? That could happen to anybody, dude. Fuck that. I hate roller coasters. They really scare the shit out of
me. Yeah, but birds hate Fabio.
Yes.
If you reply, this is Chris Long. If you reply, stick to sports, you should probably tune out of Fox News because they've got karate guys talking climate change there. Which I'm cool with. It's his right. Unless it's just about you needing to feel like you've got control of athletes like LeBron.
I think that would be it. Right. Now, I don't know if I'm okay with Chuck Norris talking about climate change, though. I will say that.
A picture of Curt Schilling.
Oh,
so
God.
Here's the thing. I can't stand Kurt's views, but it's his right to speak them. But the same people saying stick to sports and nodding their head when Laura spews her bullshit are tuning in to listen to Kurt. Just shut up and throw that baseball, said no Fox News viewer ever.
Absolutely. And the shit, listen, what LeBron and what Kevin Durant were talking about, they're on the right side of this, right? They're talking about not being racist. They're talking about being inclusive. Curt Schilling goes on the air and says Islamophobic shit. He says homophobic shit. He emboldens bad people to do bad shit. I mean, it's not... See, that's not a great comparison.
He said, everyone follows an agenda. The conversation pertains to shutting down athletes speaking on politics or social issues based on some lack of merit, yet giving Fabio a platform.
Oh, my God. This is a guy. Let me understand Fabio. All right. For those of you listening, hey, there may not be people that say, who the fuck is this Fabio?
He was the guy... He's famous for being on the cover of romance novels.
Right. He's a dude who poses for romance novels.
He was a male model 30 years ago.
Yes.
And long flowing blonde hair.
Oh, yes.
And just happened to get a lot of gigs posing for the front of shitty, trashy romance novels.
Yeah, yeah.
Not that there's anything wrong with those.
And listen, and I think it's great that Fox News wants to have that dickhead on to talk about... Oh, my God. He's talking about current events? I've never heard that. Are there any clips of Fabio talking about bullshit?
Sure.
Yes.
I can't believe I've never played Fabio.
I have never heard Fabio talk about anything. Why the fuck is he such an upset, angry white guy? Dude, you got a career from sitting there posing so people would paint you onto the covers of stupid fucking books. That's a great career, dude. What's he upset about?
Well, libtards.
I mean, I understand if he hates birds. I mean, shit, I get it. That bird might have fucked your face up.
What is he, Italian? He's probably racist as fuck.
Ooh, oui, Fabio.
No offense to Italians, racist?
Well, for decades, California has been the promised land for Europeans hoping to make it big, and many have. Arnold Schwarzenegger, Jean-Claude Van Damme, Dolph Lundgren, you name it. Half the continent's moved here and thrived. If you have the look and are hungry for fame,
you notice these are all white successful immigrants that he's highlighting.
California is the promised land, or was. Fabio is an Italian-born model and actor. He just became a U.S. citizen last year. He's been in this country for a long time, in this state, particularly California, but he says it's becoming unlivable thanks to liberal policies, in particular the failure to support the police. Fabio joins us tonight. Fabio, thanks for coming on.
Thank you. Hey, Tucker. Thank you for having me. Yes, California.
Tucker, thank you for having me.
What? His life is unlivable? Because what? People don't like the cops? Interesting.
The whitest guy.
He lives in L.A.
In California, yeah.
Right, he lives in L.A., and I would imagine a nice house in the hills somewhere. He probably has a fucking pool. I'm trying to pinpoint just how unlivable his life is. I'm just trying to figure that shit out.
Yeah. You know, is a mess. You know, it's like coming from Europe. I already saw this movie before. So, you know, instead to take the size of the law enforcement, you know, Governor Jerry Brown took the size of the criminal. And, you know.
What the fuck did he just say? Yet that asshole Laura Ingraham is criticizing. Why isn't she playing this clip and saying, what did he say? It's unintelligible.
Well, yeah. Well, I think, if I remember correctly, I believe Fabio is...
He's a white dude.
I think he's white.
Oh, yes. White as fuck.
That makes a difference with the racist, you know.
Yeah.
So,
Not holding up that great. No offense to Fabio.
Damn, he must be 80. He's been around forever. He's got to be 80 years old, dude.
He's still trying to rock the long hair, which...
Oh, God.
Somebody in their 70s...
Let it go!
Like, I should talk. I just got mine cut. I got mine cut.
Right.
And I'm not in my 70s.
Fabio.
You want some good news?
Yeah, sure.
I'm not listening anymore to Fabio and it's fucker Carlson.
I'll be the judge of that. Yeah, good news.
Well, it's you know, once again, it's the Trump era, so it's the aversion of horrific news.
Dude, who in their right mind would be flipping through the channels to be like, oh, there's Tucker talking to Fabio. Who the fuck listens to that?
Well, and Christ. Like they said, he's got a right to, you know, like,
oh yeah, of course.
But fuck.
Damn, I just can't imagine tuning into that shit. That's horrible. Ugh.
This is the West Virginia.
Fuck you, boy.
And this makes me crazy. I mean, it's just they talk about welfare. And listen what they were trying to do in West Virginia.
Right.
First Energy Corp.
That sounds evil.
A strong supporter of President Trump's pro-coal agenda finally conceded defeat this week in their bid to shift the costs of one of their struggling coal-fired plants to the taxpayers of West Virginia.
What the fuck? It's not enough that you're strip mining, you're ripping all this shit out of the ground. Now you're out of business. Nobody wants coal anymore. You want the taxpayers
privatize
to fucking pay for that.
Privatize the profits, right? Socialize the losses. That's how Republicans work.
You guys are socialists. You don't know it. Right?
Right, except we want to help poor people,
yes,
and sick people, and old people, and children, and right, everything. They want to help, yeah, First Energy and Exxon.
And to think there are Republicans out there that talked about getting rid of the minimum wage.
They still want to.
This is nuts. And you want to privatize, you want to socialize this fucking loss. This is nuts.
So they're coal-fired Pleasants Power Station,
oh,
located in Willow Island, West Virginia.
Fuck you, boy.
Has been struggling to compete with lower cost sources of electricity in the unregulated market. Instead of the United States doing what it should and what we as normal, sane thinking humans should be doing,
yes,
which is getting rid of coal.
Right.
Retrain these people,
well,
for renewables and et cetera. Trump says, No, I'm going to reopen the coal mine. I'm going to reopen your coal plant. Nobody even wants to buy coal anymore. It's losing its popularity because you know what it does?
Yes.
There's no such thing as clean coal. There is not. Okay, Trump, how clean is that? We're going to put your fucking apartment at
right,
the top of a smokestack, bitch.
Yeah,
let's
yeah,
see how clean that coal that is burning is.
And by the way, have a glass of this fucking fracking water. Have some
right,
of that, dickhead.
That's the laws we need, is that
yeah,
the CEOs and
have
the
to
executives
live next to their bullshit,
of every one of these companies have to live downstream of their wherever their fucking chemical plants are.
Why
they
not?
Have to live next door to their fracking wells.
Yes.
Let you rock from the earthquakes, you rich assholes.
And you can't live next to these fracking wells. Nobody can. Because the water's fucked up.
Well,
move to Flint.
Tough titties.
Yeah. Fuck
maybe
it.
Maybe don't frack. There's an idea.
Yeah,
because we don't need to.
Boo.
We don't
yeah,
need to.
What about that?
To help revive the plant, First Energy wanted to force its utility customers who don't have a choice of what type of fuel generates their electricity to subsidize the plant.
They wanted them, the people, their customers, to pay for their yeah, fucking loss.
So they're saying, you know, we could probably save a whole lot of money setting up a solar plant or a sun tower or some kind of renewable, but we're sticking with coal. We're not making any money on it, so you guys got to pay for
us. Oh, my God. These dickheads. Imagine.
And the people say, right, we want solar. And then the Republicans say, you can't pass a law that says, we're passing a law that says you can't have solar.
God, this is a good news story.
Or we're taxing solar.
Yeah, yeah, this is good
news. Well, they
news
lost.
Because it didn't happen.
They lost.
But God damn, guys. What? Hey.
And they've been trying for shenanigans. They've
right,
been trying to transfer ownership of the company to one of the company's regulated utilities. It's a private company. They're trying to get, like, transfer ownership over to the public utility. So it's public, private, and then make the taxpayers pay for it. But they still get their profits.
Oh, yes. Even though they're investing in a business now, all of a sudden nobody wants.
Right.
That's nuts.
That'd be like Trump saying, we're reopening the horse and buggy
oh, yeah,
business.
Yeah.
And we're going to subsidize it.
Right.
And the taxpayers are going to pay
buggies
for it.
That's crazy.
If it had succeeded, the West Virginia customers would have assumed all of the plant's costs and financial risks, while First Energy and its shareholders would receive a guaranteed revenue stream.
Oh, my God. That is cartoonishly evil.
How
does that even make sense? I mean, if you're in charge of that company and you, I don't know, you're a consumer of some product, and the company that makes that product is going out of business, why the fuck would you pay that company for that loss? Why would you subsidize that loss? I mean, they wouldn't do that. They wouldn't fucking do that.
It was a part of a larger plan, strategy by First Energy to re-regulate unprofitable assets in deregulated markets as a way to capture subsidies from their utility customers.
Yeah, that's crazy.
It would have increased bigly customers' monthly bills.
Right.
And it said it also would have given First Energy's two West Virginia utilities generating capacity they did not need to meet demand.
They didn't need it.
They don't even need it.
So what the fuck? It's almost like they want to be paid to go away. It's instead of changing it in like, why doesn't this company invest in solar or wind or something like that?
Earth Justice, we like these people.
Yes.
One of their attorneys who fought this bullshit said they didn't need the plant to begin with.
So they were building it knowing that it wouldn't succeed. They wouldn't need it. They're not going to use it. So why the fuck did they fucking build it?
He said if First Energy had succeeded in transferring the plant to West Virginia Utilities, it would have sucked all the oxygen out of the room in terms of getting clean energy or allowing energy efficiency to be part of the resource mix. Because they now have the responsibility of propping up this ridiculous coal plant.
That's not doing anything.
Right.
That's crazy, dude. God, that is good news. That's good news that that didn't happen. But it's fucked up.
First Energy was hoping to accomplish on a smaller scale the same goals the Trump administration has set in its proposal to subsidize the nation's coal nuclear plants with guaranteed cost recovery from customers, even if the plants cannot compete in the wholesale power market. How is that capitalism?
That's socialism. That's bullshit.
It's corporatism.
Right.
Fascism.
He said that. He campaigned saying that we're going to get these coal plants going. We're going to put coal workers back to work again. And now that that doesn't happen, when do these people say, hey, you lied to us? When do they stand up and say, you fucking lied to us? Fuck you.
So they're saying, even though it's more cost efficient, if we set up solar plants, we could do everything for cheaper. Trump said, no. We're going to send taxpayers money to keep that coal going. If you can't compete,
we just want the plant. You know, we just want the planet to survive. Do you know what I mean? We need solar. We need wind. They're like coal. Remember the coal rollers or whoever the fuck they were? The people that
Those assholes that belch out black smoke from their trucks. Yeah,
they don't even need those engines, right? It's not doing anything.
No, it's a fuck you.
Yeah, it's crazy. Because we all live on the fucking planet.
Fuck you, libtards. I can make as much smoke as I want.
But you breathe the same oxygen as us ninnies. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Dumbasses. Dickheads.
They lost first at the federal level when the FERC blocked their... trying to transfer ownership. It says numerous groups and customers in West Virginia lined up in opposition to the deal.
Yeah.
More than 2,500 people, businesses, and cities sent letters to the West Virginia Commission opposing the transfer.
Damn, they wrote letters. People wrote letters. They got out pens and paper, and they even found fucking stamps.
Three public hearings that were packed with opponents of the plan.
Ooh, yes.
In the long term, it's going to be not just a victory for West Virginia ratepayers, but also for creating a window for more clean energy resources.
And so that means
energy efficiency.
Right. So that means people's bills would have gone up.
Yeah.
God, fuck that. The nerve. God damn.
So there you go.
Right. Well, congratulations.
But,
congratulations.
The Republicans, not what they wanted. Trump, not what he wanted. Another court shoots down another Trumpist.
Damn. Thank God for these courts,
bullshit plan.
Man.
Holy shit. Look at the time. God it went fast.
15 minutes.
I didn't get much Faithless Friday shit.
No. I'm sorry. All this shit we talked about. It's under the umbrella.
Well, let me go for this one because this is a...
All this shit is faithless. There's no faith.
This is a great headline.
Yes.
Pastor found with nude tied up man swears on a stack of Bibles that nothing happened.
Is this the guy in the fucking car? Is this a dude in the car?
A pastor in Pennsylvania has been charged with lewdness and indecent exposure after being found in a car with a nude, tied-up man parked on a public residential street. He swears nothing happened.
Oh, yes.
Swears to God and on a stack of Bibles
that
he's not guilty.
Well, I mean, okay, but what's up with the nude guy?
Pastor George Nelson Gregory in the back seat of a parked car with another man who was naked and bound with nylon rope.
It's Tuesday, baby. Let's get naked. I put this on our Facebook.com/crabdiving. Go read about it. Yeah. I forgot to bring it up.
The officers were following up on a report of a suspicious vehicle parked outside a residential home.
I would say that's suspicious, right?
The criminal complaint says when officers asked, what's going on here?
Yes.
Pastor.
Oh, my God.
Gregory told the officers, we're just playing.
What?
And he said he and the other man, quote, meet up from time to time to play with each other.
Hey, you want to play later? What? Oh, okay. Bring some nylon cord.
The other man confirmed that what they were doing was consensual.
Oh, yes. Well, you know, you don't know. I don't know.
The man who reported the suspicious vehicle told police that at one point he saw the second man get out of the vehicle without any clothes on.
See, that's a problem.
Right. Well, yeah. Gregory allegedly told the officers he thought they were in a private place.
Should I take the dog out?
Maybe.
Okay.
Well, no, she's back.
All right. Hey, you think this guy... Hey, listen, if you're at Home Depot and you see a passer type in and out all the time buying up all your nylon cord, if you see something, say something. Let somebody know.
When an officer said, you know, you're in a car on a well-lit public street...
Yeah, yeah. Maybe
he said,
else.
Well, yeah, I know.
Why? Yeah.
Nothing sexual. We just get together and play.
See,
I have nothing to hide. I did nothing wrong, he said. I was counseling a young man with a drug problem.
Oh, right. Okay. Listen, what are you hooked on? Hey, I'll get you off.
Pastor semen.
Oh, yes. I need you to get naked.
It did turn strange, but it wasn't my doing, okay?
Right.
Did he tie himself up with nylon cord?
Why is the dude naked? And why would you have the guy get naked, walk outside the car, and then get back in the fucking car? I mean, that's odd.
I'm adamant I'm not participating in that way.
Well, I mean, but you are participating in some
way,
right?
The police pulled up. They assumed things. I'm standing by my story. It's not true.
What's his story, though? His story is, like, to get people off drugs, he's got this crack system where you get in his car, take off your clothes, I'm going to tie you up, and then you what?
I won't deny that he began to take his clothes off and propositioned me, but I will deny on a stack of Bibles with God as my witness that I did nothing.
Yeah.
Well, you didn't get that far.
But why did he get tied up? And why are you doing this from time to time? From time to time.
I don't know.
I have a buddy who gets naked with me in a car. I tie him up.
Right.
Every Wednesday.
I guess.
How does that even work?
I guess I'm so boring.
You just DM somebody. Why don't you go
bowling or something?
You up?
Yeah.
Hey, listen, I just got some nylon cord, some new shit. I got this new shit at Lowe's. It's really nice.
It was on Craigslist.
By the way, if you're tying anybody up, go to Amazon. Go to crabdiving/Amazon.
Buy your nylon cord.
Yeah. Buy whatever faster you need to get somebody off drugs.
Holy shit.
Why the car, you know? And why this is crazy.
That's like, what did Dennis Rodman say? That his wife literally walked in on him inside someone else, and he was like, it wasn't me.
Carmen Electra walked in on him with another woman, and he said to that woman, she fell out of the ceiling.
She fell out of the ceiling.
Listen, you got to check these drop ceilings for hot supermodels. They just pop out every once in a while.
Right onto your penis, like a ring toss.
This guy's on drugs. He needed to get naked and tied up.
Is he
off drugs? That's the part I want to know. Is this
Rodman?
Guy,
he's our ambassador to North Korea, isn't he?
No, no, no. The guy that the pastor tied up in the back of the... I don't know what Rodman's doing. Maybe he...
Well, we've only got a couple minutes left here on the big show, which...
By the way, Mod Gone on Twitter, that is the most disturbing picture I have seen.
Oh, now you got to make me go look at it.
It's a good one.
Tweet us during the show or anytime.
Twat us?
Oh, Stephen Miller. Not that altered, I would say.
No, not really.
That's
actually his tramp stamp that's on his forehead. A lot of people don't know that.
Didn't
his face melt off in the first Indiana Jones?
I've got a story. Okay, this is unreal. This is out of Wyoming.
Fuck you, boy.
A real Cro-Magnon fuckwad.
Who, I am a Cro-Magnon fuckwad.
Jesus wielder.
Eat my dick.
Has now introduced a bill to,
yes,
for Wyoming.
Right.
HB 0167, the Marriage and Constitution Restoration Act.
That sounds fucked up.
Sponsored by State Representative Lars Loane.
Who the fuck is that?
That sounds like gay porn name,
oh,
right?
Oh, yes.
And co-sponsored by State Rep Roy Edwards.
Right.
Take a guess at which party they belong to.
Well, I think they're conservatives, Pat.
Listen, these bills are,
good God,
are insane. They are calling same-sex marriage parody marriage.
What?
In their bill.
Parody marriage. Why don't they call it marriage equality?
Not P-A-R-I-T-Y.
Yeah, yeah.
P-A-R-O-D-Y. All forms of parody marriage and all non-heterosexual sexual orientations or self-asserted sex-based identity narratives.
What?
So they're going after trans also.
Sex-based identity narrative. Yeah. That I have never heard that.
That fail to check out with the human design are part of the religion of secular humanism. So get this. They're trying to say that it's violating the separation of church and state.
Yes.
By recognizing same-sex marriage or recognizing that trans people are human.
Okay.
Because that's secular humanism, which is a religion, and you can't endorse religion.
Fuck me!
It's batshit. All forms of parody marriage erode community standards of decency, and this state has a compelling interest to uphold community standards of decency as set forth under the Wyoming Constitution.
Listen, fucknut, they're pastors in neighborhood streets tying up dudes, taking off their clothes. Sure. I don't know what they're fucking doing.
Which, go ahead.
Fine. Well, don't. You
consenting
can't,
adults. Don't, right, do it on the street.
You can't. You know what?
Pull into a garage or something.
That part of the story really makes me laugh because, you know, the guy got naked in the front seat and had to get to the back
and
seat. He didn't
want
to climb
or
over
something.
The back naked,
yeah,
so he walks around the car.
The state of Wyoming shall no longer respect, endorse, or recognize any parody marriage policies.
Fuck
because
you.
Such policies constitute non-secular state action.
God damn.
The state of Wyoming shall no longer enforce, recognize, or respect any policies that treat self-asserted sexual orientation as a suspect class because, God, such policies constitute non-secular state action.
You know, when you're being inclusive and when you're being tolerant and accepting, you get to say less weird shit when you can. You know what I mean? Like that. What are they saying?
No action has been taken on the bill. It's blatantly unconstitutional. The ACLU of Wyoming already released a short video.
Same sex gender narrative. Fuck you.
Of someone reading the bill.
That doesn't make any fucking sense, these idiots.
This is from the ACLU of Wyoming.
Kate, what's your same sex gender sex narrative? What is it? Tell me.
Civilizations for millennia have defined marriage as a union between a man and a woman.
Not true.
Marriage between a man and a woman arose out of the nature of things and is natural, neutral, and non-controversial, unlike parody marriages. This is a parody bill.
It's a parody bill.
Who are the people laughing?
This is the ACLU of Wyoming. They put this out.
Right.
Yeah,
this guy.
House Bill 167 would chip away at rights of Wyoming's LGBT community and deem same-sex marriage as a parody because they don't check out with human design.
Oh, God. Fuck off. Human design. It's not normal. God, listen to that. Non-controversial.
The official bios for Loane and Edwards include their religious affiliations. Loane identifies as a Christian. Boo. Edwards says he's an independent Baptist.
Oh, God. That's what garbage. What does that mean, dickhead? I'm an independent Baptist.
Loane last week also introduced a bill requiring all internet-enabled devices to include software that blocks obscene internet websites.
Oh, God, fuck you. Oh, God, please. That's nuts.
They want to make it so you can't look at porn on your iPhone.
That's horrible.
Well, fuck. That's Wyoming.
God damn.
Those are Christians. How is this not The Handmaid's Tale?
It is, right? This is Iran. They want 100%. Wyoming to be Iran.
Christian Iran.
Without, you know. Can't we do better than this? Can't we do better than lawmakers in there saying, what's your gender-based fucking narrative?
Brand new K-Voice right after if you're listening live, by the way.
That's
otherwise,
right.
iTunes, Stitcher, crabdiving.com, and all that. One, another, this is not good news, but this is just ha 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 ha. New Mexico.
Fuck you.
A recent case involving a Ten Commandments monument.
Oh, my God.
Outside a municipal building in Bloomfield, New Mexico, should be an eye-opener.
Right.
The monument was put up for religious reasons in 2011, ruled unconstitutional. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's bullshit.
By multiple courts.
Multiple.
City officials later surrounded it with secular displays to try to de-emphasize it.
Right.
But that didn't erase the fact that it was erected to promote a Christian worldview.
Fuck you, boy.
Attorneys for the Alliance Defending Freedom asked if the Supreme Court would take up the case. Last October, the court said no, meaning the monument must come down.
Blow it up!
Now that the city of Bloomfield has lost the case, they are on the hook for $700,000 in court and attorney's fees for the other side.
And the taxpayers have to pay that shit, right?
The ACLU warned the city it would lose this case. The ACLU warned the city that they would be liable for the court costs and the legal bills. And that's why the court said you have to pay the ACLU's legal bills because you knew this was wrong.
You fuckheads with your fucking Ten Commandments. I'm so fucking stupid.
They're trying to see. They have until June 30th, 2021 to pay the $700,000.
Right.
They can choose to pay in installments or pay the entire amount.
You got a payment plan. You got a payment plan because you got a big hard-on for Sky God.
They said if the city's unable to raise money through donations...
Donations!
They'll have to pay it out of the sum of their general fund. So they're like, they're going to have like a city GoFundMe.
And they're going to, and people
and it's
got to
come down. It ain't save the Ten Commandments.
Right.
It's, we've got to pay a penalty for trying to shove our crosses in your hole.
How the fuck are you going to raise money to get people to take down the Ten Commandments?
All right.
God.
We got to get the fuck out of here.
That is insane.
Thanks for joining us, everybody. iTunes, Stitcher, crabdiving.com. Stay tuned if you're listening live for another great episode, brand new one of K-Voice. Otherwise, also listen, K-Voice, Voice of Resistance on the Twitter. On the iTunes, Stitcher, etc., etc. Don't forget the Hollywood Hick also and the Daily Upper Decker.
Hell yeah!
All are available on all those platforms. Ryan's doing some comedy somewhere soon. Find out where and when. Go to his Twitter feed at Radar Comedy, his Instagram at Radar Comedy. Go to his website, RadarComedy.com.
Follow Very Funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Have a great weekend. We're back with more of this shit on Monday, everybody.
Viva la resistance.
God damn it! You fucked it up! God damn you!
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.